It is the next of our little check-ins with what everyone's up to, transfer market and beyond. First up, Chris Barber to talk about Chelsea. The team I think we're obliged to call the world champions, Chris. It's quite something, you know, to become world champions in a tournament that didn't include the champions of England, Italy or Spain.
What it is, Neil, is sometimes the truth takes the stairs, doesn't it? So you locked in, you know, you can get your little lift up to your league titles or your Champions League wins that were won in living memory and not in a war of attrition. But ultimately, Chelsea beat PSG and you're labelled a prat.
So that's it.
That's the game. I mean, that's something that sort of locks in there for the next 1,000 or so days. And it was a strange thing, wasn't it? Let's be honest.
I think it was amongst the strangest things.
Yeah, we've got our new iconic, for want of a better phrase, trophy lift, which we seem to specialise in.
Absolutely, 100%. You've got the one that everyone wanted is the one that you've got.
Yeah, the most powerful man in the world, not the trophy, next to Donald Trump, which is what we all had to say.
The oddness of the general Chelsea experience. I can't work out if this is like going to be a big boost for Chelsea or if it's going to be another one of those weird things that sort of lingers around and actually in the end ends up feeling like a bit of a noose in that it's way. Either, Chelsea are good at that.
Oh, unrivaled. It's either the best or worst pre-season, I think, available in that it's got an intensity. They seem to have made it matter to them, which is better than I think a lot of other pre-season experiences in terms of the bonding was done because either there's points up for grabs or it's knockout footy or you're measuring yourself up against some good teams. But the draw felt very pre-season-y, a part of total final. So it's really hard to box off. I do think there's a part of me that dreads that little gold circle being on our chest when Frank Lampard has his third swing at managing Chelsea when we're sort of languishing in ninth in three seasons' time and and we have to then go back to the tournament as holders or whatever. So yeah, there's part of me that dreads the cachet it may award